Do you think that anything that you have done in this life, in this world, will be remembered 100 years from now, 500 years from now, 1,000 years, 2,000 years from now? More than likely not. But the good news is that's not important that we be remembered in this life, but that we be known by God. And He knows everything. I have had a great grandfather, Felix Voorhees, who was a lawyer and a playwright in St. Martinville. And some of you might have read his book, Acadian Reminiscences, where he says he's telling the true story of Evangeline, but I don't think the dates work out well enough, so it might be poetic license. But a few people know that. But he did write a play in 1891, La Chienne de la Veuve, The Widow's Dog. And so I haven't read it myself, so I don't know exactly what it's about. But we do hear about two widows in our readings today from 1 Kings and the Gospel of Mark, whose extraordinary acts of sacrifice, though small monetarily, were immense in their quality because of their total sacrifice. So the woman with Elijah, the widow, 3,000 years later, we're still reading about her act of sacrifice. And the woman that Jesus was watching giving into the treasury, it's been 2,000 years since she did that. And the treasury it was in front of the Temple of Jerusalem in the court of the women, so everybody, at least Jews, could get into that court. And they had 13 trumpet-like things that were receptacles for these coins. And you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands and even millions of pilgrims 3 times a year going to Jerusalem. So all of these trumpet-like things, you could hear the coins going down, and then they went into the secure treasury below that particular court of the temple. And so today is Stewardship Sunday as we get towards the end of the liturgical year. The readings are all about heaven, hell, death, and judgment and our discipleship, and how we are serving the Lord. And we're all called to give 100% to God, not just 10%, 100% of everything that we have, our time, however many years God gives us on this earth, the talents that He has given to us, and even the treasure that we gain through our life, it all belongs to God. And we are just stewards of it, even your children, your parents, you're stewards of your children. Technically, they don't belong to you. They belong to God. And so we want to take care of everything well. Now, this stewardship does include providing for your family and providing for fun things and providing for the future, the 3 F's, family, fun, and future. But it also includes tithing to the church and to other charities. So that's the biblical principle of 10%. There are 3 kinds of givers. The grudge giver says, I hate to give. And the duty giver says, I ought to give. But the thanksgiver says, I want to give. I love to give. Now, the scribes that Jesus mentioned in the gospel today, they were takers. They were not givers, even taking the widow's possessions and things like that. And I have to be careful because this passage looks a lot like me. I wear a long robe at Mass, and you give me the greeting of Father, and you sometimes put me at the head of a banquet table. So I have to be careful that this doesn't go to my head and be a good steward myself of what the Lord wants me to do. And Monday is Veterans Day, and they have that famous phrase where all gave some and some gave all. So all the different kinds of sacrifices that were made so that we could be free today worshiping the Lord. This is also the end of National Vocations Awareness Week. And every vocation, no matter what it is, marriage or priesthood, religious life, or single in the world, we're all called to give 100%. We're all called to give fully, faithfully, freely, and fruitfully our lives. The perfect model, of course, for giving and stewardship is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who gave it all on the cross, 100% of His life for each and every one of us, for the whole world. We heard in Hebrews today about the once-for-all sacrifice. And Jesus did that, and the Mass is a prolongation of that sacrifice, like a rubber band that's just being spread over time, as it were, so that we could benefit from this incredible sacrifice and be encouraged in our stewardship and given strength and courage to do the same. So we know Jesus' sacrifice now, almost 2,000 years later. We know the sacrifices of the two widows, and all of our sacrifices will be made known at the end of time. And Hebrews said to bring salvation to all those who eagerly await him, Jesus shall come. So we trust in divine providence. The two widows did that. God provided for them. They gave 100%. So certainly we can give 10% and know that the Lord will provide for our needs. Personally, I do give 10% as well. All of our three churches, Sacred Heart, Bel Air Cove, St. Joseph. And it's always been a blessing to me. I've done most of my priesthood. I know when I was in Delcom, I gave out a little slide rule, and you can look and see how much you make in a year and how much you give in a week and what percentage it is, and it's usually pretty humbling. So I think that's probably what got me to tithing as well. The spirituality of stewardship of our time, talent, and treasure is fourfold. Number one is to receive God's gifts gratefully, thankfully. And secondly, to nurture and tend them responsibly, kind of like a garden. Third is to share them in justice, what we have to do, but then also in charity, which goes beyond justice. It's the top of the ceiling, you could say. And fourthly, to return those gifts to the Lord abundantly with interest on top, as it were, of the good that we have done. And we can see the ripple effects in the world around us and even throughout the mystical body of Christ. The four principles of sacrificial giving are, number one, in gratitude to God, we return a first portion of our income before taxes, so we give God what's right, not what's left. Secondly, our gift should be a sacrifice so that it has to hurt a little bit. And that's a true sacrifice. Number three is to give on a prayerfully considered basis. So pray about your gift to God. What are you giving? How much do we spend in other areas of our life? And how much are we giving to the Lord? And also a planned way of giving. Hopefully you can use the envelopes. If you don't get them, we encourage you to do that. Or use our Venmo in the pews there. Or give 52 through the Diocese of Lafayette. Or bill payment through your personal bank is another way to do that. Those are all the best ways to give regularly. And to use that biblical tithe, which you can cut it up in different ways. Some say 5% to your church parish and 5% to your other charities. Or the one I like more is 8% to your church parish and 2% to your other charities. And you can use your Catholic school tuition for up to 50% of your 10%. So up to half of your tithe can be considered Catholic school tuition as well. So as always on this day, we put the fiscal year report from the last year compared to the previous year in the bulletin. So grab a bulletin and check it out, and you can see our stewardship here in the parish. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you for giving. Of course, there's giving by serving in the church parish and other ways, but also financial. We need to pay the bills. And the first collection was 22,000 more than the previous fiscal year. So that's great. Thank you for that. We were 44,000 in the black this year, which we put away for a rainy day. And when you have to seal the bricks on the church, it's like $100,000. So it's always big payments when we do things. So that saved money goes towards that. And maybe one day with a couple of $1 million donations, we'll build a hall across the street. Maybe. Especially if somebody wins the lottery, you can name it after yourself. So thank you for all that you have done. We had a sophomore retreat yesterday. I know at least one of the kids made a big sacrifice because he had a ticket to go to the Alabama-LSU game, but he decided to stay and make the retreat, and maybe he was happy afterwards when it rained over there and then they lost terribly. So sacrifices are rewarded many times. And it's a blessing. I did tell them about, in my speech to them, about Blessed Chiara Badano, the 19-year-old girl who died in 1991 in Italy. and she had just a regular teenager, but her family was in a spiritual group called the Focolare movement, and she made a pilgrimage to Rome, and she was really touched by our Lord crucified. And then she found out she had cancer and ended up dying, but told she gave up her sufferings for the salvation of souls and always had a smile on her face, and told her mom, she said, the young, they have such a privilege. Life is worth living well. And so I shared that with them as they prepare for their confirmation and their discipleship with Jesus, our Lord, to give 100% to Jesus. Whatever he asks of us, we have to give it to him. And so let us give freely, faithfully, fruitfully, and fully. Amen.